Welcome to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Here you will find a variety of podcasts from authors, bloggers, and speakers ready to encourage you on your daily journey. I can't wait to get started, and now let's listen to today's show.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Hi everyone, and welcome to Peaceful Mom Talk. I'm your host, Mariana Chambers. I'm an author, a mental health counselor, a parenting coach, and a homeschooling mom of three. I'm passionate about helping moms just like you nag less and nurture more, all while building a closer bond with their kids. Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Mariana here. And today, we are going to be talking about how to stay connected with your child, even in the midst of day-to-day life. In this fast-paced world we live in, it's so easy to let distractions and just everyday stress creep in and build a wall between ourselves and our kids. And if you've been listening to my podcast or reading my blog, you know that I am all about building a close bond with your kids. I believe that God calls us to be compassionate and gracious to our children and to nurture them to the best of our ability. So I am excited to dive in and talk about five of my favorite ways to connect with my kids. Now, before we get started though, I just want to give you a little caveat here, and that is that every child is unique. I'm a mom of three, and what works for one of my kids doesn't always fly with another one. But it's an incredible privilege to get to know our kids and their individual love languages. So when you hear me talk about these ideas, I want you to think about whether or not something similar would work for your child. It might not, but also don't be afraid to try out something new and just see how your child responds. You might be surprised. Okay, so let's get started and talk about idea number one for how to stay connected with your child. Number one on this list today is laugh and be silly. Laughter is a wonderful gift from God, and it's also a great way to bond with our kids. I have a recording on my phone, you know, that little voice memo app that you can record a reminder for yourself. Well, I have a recording of my youngest daughter just laughing and giggling when she was about a year old. And no matter how awful my day is, I can just listen to that voice recording of her giggle, and it always brings a smile to my face. A child's laughter is something that we should always be thankful for. Psalm 126 verse 2 says, "Our mouths were filled with laughter." Laughing and goofing off and just being silly, it may not come natural for some of us, but being silly and laughing, it really can help improve our mood and our kids' mood too. And it can really help to build a close connection. I mean, don't you just love being around people who make you laugh? For me and our family, my son is the comedian. He is 6 years old right now, and he loves to laugh and tell jokes. He likes to goof off, he likes to be silly, and he's constantly trying to make us laugh. When we're doing our homeschool lessons together, I always try to incorporate humor because it really helps him to have fun, and it really helps our bond. He absolutely loves one-liners and cheesy knock-knock jokes, so I'm always on the hunt for a new joke to tell him. So by the way, if you have a good one, please leave me a comment on our show notes page. Tip number two for building a close connection with your child is talking to them about your childhood. Let's face it, we know our kids inside and out. But how well do our kids know us? After all, most of us have lived a big chunk of our lives before our kids were ever born. My kids love hearing me tell stories about when I was a kid. Even telling them something that I would consider mundane or boring, they are a captive audience. They absolutely love hearing me talk about family vacations that we went on, embarrassing childhood moments, and also even times when I disobeyed and got into trouble. And not only my childhood, but they also love hearing about when their dad and I first met, the places we visited, the dates we went on, when we got married, where we lived. They soak it up. One of the reasons that I wrote the mother-child devotional, Jesus, Mommy, and Me, was because of this very thing. Each night at bedtime, my oldest daughter would ask me to tell her about something from my childhood. And I loved talking about how my past could help her get to know me. And not only that, but she can also learn from my mistakes. Because let's face it, there are so many valuable teaching moments from our past and from our childhoods. So I searched for a devotional that focused on helping a mother and child get to know one another better and build a close bond, but I couldn't find one. So I just wrote my own. And I made sure to include talking points every day to allow moms to teach their kids about when they were young. And also to speak words of affirmation over them every day. Which actually brings us to our next idea, number 3, which is affirm them. Speak words of affirmation over them. We tell our kids that we love them every single day. But is that enough? I don't know about you, but I kind of feel like I say those 3 little words, I love you, so much, like so much, that they lose some of their meaning. Sometimes it may mean more to say something like, you know what, I think you are a really great kid. And of course, kids love to hear that we're proud of them, not just for what they do or for what they accomplish, but for who they are as a person and their character. My oldest daughter is incredibly kind and nurturing, and she also happens to really thrive on words of affirmation. So I'm constantly reminding her of how much I admire her kindness. I also love to tell my kids that I'm so thankful that God made me their mom, because it's true. I'll say something like, out of all the kids in the whole world, I'm so glad that God picked you out for me. Now, not only does this help them to feel special and wanted, but it's also a good reminder for me. Because let's just get real for a minute here. Let's face it, there are some really hard days. There are days when there's lots of whining and my nerves are fried. Days when I don't really feel like being a peaceful parent, or I don't feel like affirming or nurturing. But you know what? Affirming my kids always brings me to a place of gratitude, because I am so grateful that I have the privilege of being their mom. And telling them that out of all the kids in the world, I'm so thankful that they are mine, really is a great reminder to myself that it really is an honor to be their mom. All right, so moving on to idea number 4 is to remind them that you think of them when you're apart. So when you and your child aren't together, just let them know that you are thinking about them, that they were on your mind. As moms, our kids are never far from our thoughts. We constantly think about them, worry about them, and wonder what they're up to. When I go into the office for work, I gotta be honest, I miss my kids like crazy. So if it's not too busy, if I have time, I'll try to grab a scrap piece of paper and draw each child a little picture. Now, it's nothing fancy, and I am not an artist by any stretch of the imagination. But I'll sketch out a little picture of their favorite cartoon character or animal or whatever it is that they're interested in. For my oldest daughter, who's able to read, sometimes I'll write her a quick note. And she actually has a whole photo album filled with those little scrap pieces of paper that I have brought her home over the years. And you know what? Those kids love it when I bring them a simple amateur drawing that isn't even that good. It just helps remind them that I was thinking about them. It reminds them that I know what they're interested in. And it means a lot that I took the time to make them something. So when you're apart from your kids, try to think of ways that you can remind them that you were thinking of them while you weren't together. Now, by the way, I cannot take credit for this idea. I actually got this idea from my dad. When I moved off to college, he started writing me letters every single week. And he mailed them to my little post office box, and it was always the highlight of my week. And he also always drew me a little picture to go with my letter. And I honestly cherish those letters, and it just really meant a lot to me to know that he was thinking about me, and that he took the time out of his day to do something for me. It really meant a lot. And so I'm kind of carrying on this tradition in a small way. Okay, so moving along to idea number five for staying connected with your kids is offer them your undivided attention. Now, I have a confession to make here. This is an area that I really struggle with. If you see me, if you meet me out in public, or if you come over to my house, you will generally see one other thing that is always on me, always with me, and that is my phone. I always have it with me. And I am also a chronic multitasker. So it seems like I'm always doing at least three things at one time. The problem is my attention is divided. When one of my kids wants to spend 45 minutes telling me a story that they made up, they don't feel like I care. And this is an area that I'm really working on in my life, and I want to encourage you to. Because it's really amazing to see what just leaving the phone in the other room will do for your relationships. It helps your child to feel valued. When we pause what we're doing, get eye level with them, and make eye contact, offer them a smile, they feel valued, they feel wanted, and they feel like they're important to us. And they are important. They do matter. They are way more important than how many likes we have on Facebook, or how many followers we have on Instagram, or whether or not we responded to that email or text instantly. Now, my son is kind of obsessed with animals, especially endangered animals or ones that have gone extinct. He loves telling me about rare species. And this is one of the ways that we bond, is by learning about rare animals together. Now, honestly, I have to admit, I am not very passionate about Tasmanian tigers, but because it's important to him, it's important to me. I love his enthusiasm about it, and I love that he shares it with me. And if I give him my undivided attention and listen eagerly to these things that matter to him when he's young, my hope is that he will talk to me about the things that matter to him when he's older. You see, there's a bigger purpose behind putting intentional effort into cultivating closeness with our kids. Yes, absolutely, we love them and we want a close-knit relationship with them. But even bigger than that is a God-given responsibility to be a role model to them. We are to be a reflection of God's love for them. Romans 5:5 says that God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It's only through God's love living in us that we can truly show love to our kids. If you've been struggling lately with feeling annoyed with your kids, or if harshness has driven a wedge between you and your child, I want to offer you some encouragement. Today is a new day. Today, you can start building a bridge and reconnect with your child. One of my personal mottos is progress, not perfection. There's no such thing as a perfect mother. But each day is a new day to try again, to make progress, even baby steps, toward building a closer connection to our child.
You've been listening to Peaceful Mom Talk with Mariana Chambers. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it so much if you'd take a moment to leave us a rating and review. It may seem like a small thing, but it really helps. You can also visit us at peacefulmomtalk.com, where you can find out how to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, my blog, and inside my private Facebook group for Christian moms on a peaceful parenting mission. I pray you've been blessed by today's show, and I hope you'll tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show Network. Be sure to connect with the podcaster and join us on social media as well. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Visit our network at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and be sure to subscribe to our weekly e-zine for great offers and specials for our special e-zine subscribers.